We have been all over this referee's work stoppage for Lee County High School football story, and Adam Fisher has been the one that has really been all over it for the Naples Daily News, and he is with us right now with the absolute up-to-the-minute breaking news. Adam, welcome back. How are
hey,
you?
Adam.
Whoa, doing pretty good, guys. A little stressed, but I'm here.
All right, so what is the latest? I know we were going to have you on an hour ago, and you had to put us on. You had to give us the Heisman and put us on hold for because it was breaking news up to the minute. So what is the latest? Are we having local football tonight or tomorrow around here in Lee County?
We will have football tonight. I cannot speak to tomorrow just yet, but I just posted a story on our website, News-Press and NaplesNews.com. Bishop Berroe is having their football game as planned. Bishop Berroe High School in Fort Myers is hosting Lely High School from Naples at 7 p.m. We do not know how this happened, or the biggest question is who is officiating the games, because the local officials still have not reached a deal with the school system. And even though Bishop Berroe is outside of the school system, that is kind of the contingency for the local officials to get sanctioned by the FHSAA if they have a deal in place with the school system. I do know I have spoken to the vice president of the South Gulf Football Officials Association. He tells me it's not them. They're not reffing the games. Collier is not reffing the games. So Bishop Rowe is bringing a crew of officials in from somewhere else. We don't know where. They're kind of being coy about this because, you know, there could be some repercussions for these officials. You know, they're kind of crossing the picket line, so to speak. And so they haven't told us who the refs are.
Well, if that should happen and say they're, I don't know what the official, if they're not sanctioned, whatever it is, could this affect the, you know, could this game end up being a forfeit or not count eventually because of who's reffing the game?
No, whoever's reffing the game has to be sanctioned by the FHSAA. So what? One thing Bishop Rowe AD Jason Baumgartner did tell me is that the FHSAA was very helpful, which makes me think they were instrumental in finding referees to bring in. So it has to be referees that they support or they sanction. So these will be live, real high school football referees. It's a real game. It is just a preseason game. Mm-hmm. So the preseason game is not going to count towards the record, but they will be sanctioned to state officials.
Adam, let's go back in time 24 hours. About this time, we were getting word that we had an agreement that the refs had agreed to a deal, and they would kind of, you know, make it better next year and maybe get $10 more this year. And then all of a sudden we heard, well, Lee County was not on board. What was going on 24 hours ago?
So 24 hours ago, it actually stretches back to, I believe, Tuesday, man. All the days are kind of blurring together. But John Manteca, the official's president, had met with the school system, and he was very, very confident they had a deal. It was going to pay $10 more per referee per game. The schools would pay a $300 administration fee this year, and that money would go directly back to the refs. And then all of a sudden, I reached out to the schools and to the FHSAA, and both those parties said, whoa, not just yet. And they were very adamant that it wasn't coming yet, which made me think this wouldn't happen. I don't know what the holdup is or was, because the school system, when I talked to us on record, FHSAA, can't say too much either. I will tell you that the deal was good enough that the nine schools outside of the public schools that the local refs cover have agreed to this deal. However, these refs can't work those games because they're still not sanctioned by the state. So everyone else but Bishop Rowe and Lely still isn't playing tomorrow.
Wow. And I'm also wondering, because we got text here, I'm sure you got text or text messages at work or on your personal phone about, you know, I look at, you know, in this day and age, you know, on the web pages, FHSAA.org. I know the Facebook page of Lee County posted something, but they didn't link last night, but they didn't link it to anything. And then I understand that parents got emails at kind of the last second, maybe last night. But don't you think in this day and age, Adam, all this stuff, if something's out on one social media site, you got to put it out there. And I, for the life of me, on the Lee County webpage, nothing about it. On the FHSAA.org page, nothing about it. I mean, that's a little frustrating.
Well, and Lee Schools has played this very close to the vest. You know, it's the same way in Collier when I deal with them. Like, it's they are very careful about what their messaging is, what gets out. I'll tell you, man, I've never seen a school system clam up so hard that the ADs and the coaches won't even talk to us at the 14 public schools, like not even off the record. And we have good relationships with these guys, mm-hmm. especially my counterpart, Adam Regan, at the Fort Myers News Press. You know, he's been working with these guys for years, and no ADs, no coaches will talk to them because they've been told don't say anything, not even off the record. So there's some stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I think it's been very contentious. Even if they come to an agreement, I don't know how the officials and the school system is going to work together because it's gotten kind of ugly.
It's very Roger Goodell-ish, you know. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. stuff, and I just don't know why it has to come to this and why something like this has to be so damn secretive. It's got to be frustrating. If I was a parent, had a kid, I'd be upset. Because I can't get information, shouldn't come down to this for a few dollars.
Well, and the Laley football coach told us that last night that this week has just been a roller coaster, mm-hmm. and it's been very frustrating. You know, preparing for a game is difficult enough for 16, 17 year old kids, but to be told, "Hey, game is on," then be told, "Hey, game is off," and to not know until I got word at noon today, the Laley AD told me that the game was on, but we still didn't have confirmation. That didn't come until Bishop Verreaux posted something on social media at about 2:30 today. So, this was up in the air until last second. Then these guys had to pile on the bus and get up there and then play football in a couple hours.
Adam, I'm intrigued about another part of this story. You said the non-public schools were kind of ready to go, and then here it is, Bishop Verreaux, another private school that has worked some sort of deal. Is it because they have more resources available to them? Because they are private schools that they may be quicker to get something done here?
Well, I think the biggest thing playing in Bishop Verreaux's favor is the fact that this is a Thursday night game. The other nine schools outside of Lee County Public Schools could find replacement officials to come work their games, but they play on Fridays, and very few officials associations have any bodies to spare on a Friday night, especially the groups, you know, in the two-hour radius. Other officials associations have said they will not work these games in Lee County. So it makes me wonder where these are from. But because it's a Thursday night, you know, I don't think there are any other Thursday night games really throughout the state. So there are officials available. Now, tomorrow, there won't be. And then what happens in week one when all the games are on Friday nights? Will they be able to find replacement officials? Will they have to play games on Thursdays and Saturdays? Mm-hmm. That's also up in the air.
Is there anything scheduled now as we approach next week's games that actually count for the first week? Any meetings planned for Monday, or are we going to bite our nails up to Thursday next week?
So the last I heard is that the officials and the school system were meeting today. Late last night, I got word from some people close to the source that there was optimism. So I thought something would happen by now, one way or the other. So I believe they're still talking, but I don't know what's scheduled. And if they aren't talking now, I got to assume it might be done, and they're just going to look for other avenues, try to find other coach or other officials.
Are you going to head to the game at all? I'm interested to see the camera crews and the news reporters that are there, but where the officials are the story, because people are going to ask them, are you guys reffing tomorrow night? If some of them say yes, then you know maybe they've reached some kind of accord, right? I mean, if they say no, I don't know what to think.
Well, we don't know either. That's kind of what the Bishop Verreaux AD said to us when he wouldn't tell us officials. I said, you know, what's going on? He said, hey, come out to Bishop Verreaux at 7 o'clock and you'll find out. So we'll be out there. I highly doubt the officials are even going to talk because they don't have to, and they've probably been told not to. Because Bishop Verreaux is a private school, they're able to keep things a little more secretive. They don't have to share. They're not subject to open record laws like, you know, government schools and all that. Yeah, we'll have people out there at 7 o'clock tonight, and I guess we'll find out then.
All right, Adam. And look, I know you have your own deadlines, and you want to break stories at the Naples Daily News, but you've got our hotline number. If anything changes, we're on the air till 6. There are a lot of parents that are going to be getting in their cars throughout the afternoon and just want information today and or tomorrow. So if you hear anything break, you got a free pass, man. Just give us a call. We'll put you right on the air and get the information out.
Yes, absolutely, guys. It would be awesome. I appreciate you letting me talk.
All right, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. Great
Adam
job.
Fisher, the Naples Daily News, has done a great job on this. Thank you.